Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 12. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. If you know someone else who might need some encouragement, please spread the word and share the podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs. You know, I've got about 60 of them or so up there. Please read my blogs. Enjoy my book reviews. Listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. Our music prelude tonight, Suffering by Sherry/Reese, recorded in 2014. And please read my book, Regrouping the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Look for the link on the website. It's a good birthday gift. It's a good holiday gift. It's a good sobriety gift. It's a good gift to give a gift. Just saying. Hey, tonight's episode is Red Ribbon Week. We're right in the middle of Red Ribbon Week. God willing, we'll have podcast episode 13 sometime soon. Let me do some shout outs. You know, I had a wonderful time in Kansas during my recent road trip. I met some great people. First, a quick shout out to Greg. Greg is the owner of Coyote Coffee in Mineola, Kansas. What a cute place. And some good coffee. I had the cottontail, just saying. Next time, maybe the honeybee. Please visit when you're out in the area. It's a sober, safe space. Or contact them to order a t-shirt. Their website is yotecoffee.com. That's yotecoffee.com. Their slogan is Hometown Coffee, Bringing People Together. And Greg, no, I didn't go antiquing after I left. After you had mentioned it, I decided to stop at Boot Hill, so thanks for the tip. That brings me to a quick shout out to Miss Lily. She's at the Visitor Center in Dodge City, Kansas. So very helpful. I swear, she knows, wait a minute, Miss Ann doesn't swear. I reckon Miss Lily knows just about every area in Kansas. She's a wealth of knowledge. If you've ever been to the Visitor Center up there, you'll know what I'm talking about. Just saying. She gave me some tips for my route. She recognized that Miss Ann was an ever so slightly older woman traveling in single harness that day. So she gave me some bathroom tips along the way, and those were greatly appreciated. You know, there's so much to see and do. I hope you're taking some time this fall, getting out and doing some new things, learning some new things, and talking to people. Please do that. Make it a goal, no isolation this fall. Get out there and do things, new things, and get with people. Well, you know what we got to do? We got to breathe. I hope you're doing your breathing throughout the day. Let's do this. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do this throughout the day. Remember to hold the breath. That's what brings down the heart rate and reminds your brain that there's no big emergency out there. Please build it into your day. Maybe when you're getting out of your car, getting into your car, or waking up in the morning, or getting out of bed, or doing the dishes, build the deep breathing into your day. It'll make a difference. But don't take my word for it. You go try it out. See if it makes a difference for you. We're going to start with our witticism for the week. That's just a witty saying or quote. This is from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. It always seems impossible until it's done. You've probably heard that quote before. It's really inspiring when you think of all the many things that Nelson Mandela accomplished, which seemed quite impossible at the time. Have you had times in your life when you've said, "I'll never, it'll never, or I can't"? Remind yourself of that quote, and remind yourself that you're that same person who is getting many things done. It might have seemed impossible, but you're doing it. You're getting it done. You might have forgotten all the things you've done and accomplished, or you might just discount them like they're not important. Well, Miss Anne is here to tell you they are important things, and they were important things, and you did them. And you're that same person who can do and accomplish more things today. Yeah, you. It always seems impossible until it's done. Wasn't that the case back then? Isn't that the case now? You just need to do it. Keep doing it. Well, tonight's episode is Red Ribbon Week, and we're right in the middle of it now. It's from October 23rd to October 31st. Do you remember taking the pledge when you were in school? Do you remember wearing a red ribbon when you were in school? Did you have DARE presentations? Did you wear one of those cool DARE shirts? Did you have other prevention activities at your school? Or did you have a motivational speaker tell you, hey, if you use drugs or drink, you're going to end up in a van down by the river? Okay, well, maybe not that one. But please think for a minute about that time in your life, back when you were a teen or a tween, wearing the red ribbon. What would you tell that student, that young man or woman back now? What would you tell him today? From the knowledge that you have, from your lived experience, what would you tell yourself? Because you know it's a funny thing. The teenage brain is just not mature. The person looks grown in so many ways, but the brain is just not mature. So there's a tendency for tweens and teens to be more emotional, more dramatic than rational. All those inhibitory circuits in the prefrontal cortex of the brain are not yet mature. You know the ones. Those inhibitory circuits that say things like, stop, don't do that, it's dangerous. Stop, don't say that, bad idea, that's a cop. Stop, not a good idea. You want to date that person, don't say that to them. The funny thing is, those same circuits get interrupted with substances and alcohol. Stop, don't do that, it's dangerous. Where was that circuit? Alcohol put it to sleep. Stop, don't say that. That's a cop. That's your spouse. That's your kid. You don't mean that. Where was that circuit? Put to sleep or otherwise impaired, right? So a lot of ways we go back to acting like a teen. But here's a reminder of how teenage thinking gets distorted. Not only is the teen brain more emotional, and I'm talking sometimes drama, but because those rational circuits are not yet developed, the brain doesn't appreciate consequences. It says, nothing bad's going to happen to me, because it won't. That's the way the teenage brain is thinking. Nothing bad's going to happen to me. It just won't. So it takes risks. Remember those days? Now, of course, now you might be saying, yeah, bad news finds me. Everything bad that's going to happen always happens to me. That's irrational thinking, too. I've had days like that, and I've felt like that. I've got to remind myself, stop, stop, cancel, cancel. That's not true. That's irrational thinking. You're just focusing on one bad thing and inflating its importance instead of looking for solutions. So I have to get out of my head sometimes. But the teenage brain is emotional, and the teenage brain thinks that nothing bad's going to happen. It's a natural risk taker. And it's also hyper-focused on itself. No one knows how I'm thinking. No one knows how I'm feeling right now. Oh my God, everybody's going to see this. Zit. I can't leave the house. Remember those days? When your tween or teen comes home with a red ribbon, have a conversation that you would have had with yourself years ago. Have a conversation that you wish somebody would tell you about years ago. Have a conversation that addiction runs in your family. Have a conversation about the teen brain, that it likes to take risks, but it's not mature enough to foresee consequences. It just discounts them and says nothing bad's going to happen because it won't, but it will. And son, when you hear yourself saying that, you need to stop, stop, cancel, cancel. That's immature thinking. Let your rational brain step in and assess the situation fully. Have a conversation. This is probably the most important one that you'll be doing. Have a conversation about how to manage stress. You know, the ways we manage stress usually were just modeled for us years ago, but we can change them for new, more effective ones. Do they have people to talk to? I don't mean the bots online. I mean you, other family members, coaches, teachers, pastors, counselors, safe people. Do they have people to talk to when they're feeling awkward? Do they have people to talk to when they don't know how to manage the stress that they're under? Or when they're feeling bad about comparisons they're seeing online or put downs that they're getting in school? Can you teach them some deep breathing techniques to slow things down, get out of their heads, cool off enough to let the rational brain get involved and figure out what to do? Have you talked to them about exercise? How to walk things off? How to safely expend the energy so that they're not stressed? Talk to them about journaling, writing things out, getting organized, doing bullet point journaling so they actually see what's bothering them. Have you talked to them about prayer? Have you talked to them about meditation or mindfulness? Teach them this stuff. Role model this stuff. Let Red Ribbon Week be the opportunity to get closer to your kids. Don't leave it to AI and social media and canned presentations. Don't leave it to their own brains to figure out because the teenage brain is immature. Please have conversations with them. And please get a lockbox for any all meds you have in the house. This is for those curious minds and hands and immature brains that don't foresee or appreciate danger. Please protect them. Be proactive. And I posted a link to the pledge for Red Ribbon Week on my blog. It says, "Pledge to set guidelines so your children grow up safe, healthy, and drug-free, and so that you are a big part guiding the process." Oh, I know, it sounds impossible until it's done, right? These are hard conversations to have. We want our kids to like us. They're not going to like us if we're having conversations like this, we might say. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. They'll still like you. They'll respect you. Because we also want them to live long, fulfilling lives too, right? Have the conversations. They're tough conversations, but have the conversations. Be honest with your kids. Be open with your kids. Let them know that their brains are immature and let them know how to manage stress. And please model good ways to manage stress. Well, speaking of that, we gotta breathe, right? We've got to manage some stress right here. Let's do our deep breathing together. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Shank, we've lost, paint out. Push it all out. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, thanks for sharing your time with me. It always seems impossible until you do it, right? Please have those conversations. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you and your family tonight. Please do the same. Send a silent intention of peace and love to your family and friends and your kids and to somebody who might be struggling tonight. This is Miss Ann. This was Regrouping for Recovery, podcast episode 12. Thanks for listening.